What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Boxer Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we have eight games on a lovely Thursday here in March. I almost said February. Time's just flying. I don't know what day it is anymore. The 19th. Thank God my computer has a calendar. But we are here on this lovely Thursday. Eight games on the schedule. So much to talk about. Let's just get straight to the action. First game of the day. Dude, the Hornets are back. Okay. They're starting to roll. They win it 111 over the Orlando Magic. They just kind of started cooking these guys earlier, and then they were never able to catch up. We'll go ahead and check on the Magic and see what happened over here. Solid game from Paolo. Not good shooting, but at least he had a good day at the charity stripe. 23-7 with a steal on the block, one triple there. Tristan Da Silva, this is why I was a little iffy on the guy. Like, sure, but it's very low usage. And if it's not hitting, it looks like this. 4 points, two rebounds, one assist, one steal, one block. I believe they have one more game this week. I would probably rather stream that slot than anything. Desmond Bane had a strong game, even though he played 25 minutes. 24 points, seven rebounds, two assists, a steal, three triples. Great percentages. Dude's rolling. He's like a top 25 player, man. And that's the only thing why you draft a Desmond Bane is just in case he gets that extra usage. Dude turns into a juggernaut for fantasy. Goga Bitadze got to start the day with no Wendell Carter. He only had 4 points and two rebounds with the steal on the block. Not the best stream that you went for. He did have some foul trouble, so he was kind of in and out. And these guys got cooked, man. I mean, you got like 9 points and two steals from Jalen Suggs. You know that's bad. 11-4-3 from Javon Carter with two steals. Yeah, that's great for deeper leagues. Then he got a little extra due because they were getting cooked. Jamal Cain had 15 points. He is barely ever in the rotation. It was a mess. We'll go ahead and check on the Hornets and see what happened over here. Kobe White, man, off the bench. Okay. 27 points, three rebounds, five assists, five triples, 7-13 from the field, 8-8 from the free throw line. Oh, there goes the free throws this late in the season. That's good. I mean, it's hard to bank on him scoring 27 points in 22 minutes. Also shooting this hot. But if you want to roll with it and he's on your waiver wire, I totally understand. LaMelo Ball, 26-5 with three steals and a block, three triples. Beautiful shooting. Oh, he's rolling. He did a lot in 20 minutes, by the way. Banger game from him. Brandon Miller back on track. Love to see this. 25 points, four rebounds, eight assists, five triples. Great percentages. Love that. There we go. Finally, I was like, man, this dude's he's losing all his uses. What's happening? Konkanipoli did his little thing. 17 points, six rebounds, four assists, four triples, 45% from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Just cruising right along. You love that, man, for the rookies. And I still think he's going to end up winning Rookie of the Year. With all those guys cooking up, you had Miles Bridges turn back into a pumpkin. 11 points and three rebounds in 23 minutes. It's hard for him to get uses, especially with the other guys cooking, especially with Kobe White's getting more shots than him. Kobe White's not going to be hot like that every game, but that doesn't have good implication for Miles Bridges. It makes him very fringy, man, with the roster and 12 team leads, which kind of sucks. And that's about it. You had like 5 points and three rebounds from Josh Green off the bench, 3 points from Trey Mann. Wow, he played. That's dope. But that's about it. Good stuff from the Charlotte Hornets getting that dub back. They look like they're back to cooking. We love to see it. Next game of the day. Yeah, it's the Wizards, bro. And the Wizards look so bad. Detroit wins it 117-95. They have the rematch, and they beat him in a rematch. To no one's surprise. I hope you guys got a chance to see what happened with Cade. We just sent prayers out to the family, prayers out to him. A collapsed lung is rough to deal with, and I just hope that he's back and healthy for playoffs. If not, you know, at least for the future, because he's a very talented basketball player. I don't think he's going to be able to win awards this year because he's probably not going to be able to play back in the regular season. But he is out, at least. They said have him back by playoffs. They'll reevaluate in 2 weeks. I don't know if 2 weeks is going to be enough for a collapsed lung. We send prayers. We'll check on what happened over there without Kate so we can kind of see where to pivot fantasy-wise. For the Wizards, this is rough. If you have Alex Farr on your team, I don't know if you even need him on your team. He's way better player than what he looks like on the court. But it's just a mess in Washington. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 of 12 shooting. Man. I don't know. He's probably going to play. Honestly, though, he may not play one of these back-to-backs. Like, if you need to move on, got to make the tough call. You got to move on. 12 points and 2 assists from Trey Johnson. I just want more from him. He doesn't do enough across the board. Will Riley is someone to consider because he is playing every game, but, like, dude, I don't even know if you want this. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 triples. Cool. Bad shooting from the field, and he had 1 of 2 for free throw line. I'm good. Shreve Cooper got the start today, 13-7-2. That's in place of Trae Young, but Trae Young's probably done. I think he had that thigh contusion, and I think they're just going to wean him out slowly but surely. But also, Bilal's probably going to take that spot instead. I apologize. It's probably not going to be Trae Young. 10-6-4 for Bob Carrington. He had that 30-burger. I called bluff, and I knew it. It was not going to stick like that. Jameer Watkins, 9-6-3, three steals and 4 blocks. That's beautiful. That's somewhat interesting to pick up. He's not a big scorer, but if you need defensive stats, this might be your man. Tristan Vucevic balled out today. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. 3 triples, 7 of 8 from the field. Got super hot. Love that. 4-6 on the free throw line. He got hot. It's hard to trust that, but that's good to see, man. I'm glad to see him have a good game. And he had 13 points and 2 assists from Jaden Hardy, who's a good deeper league guy for points. Like I said, no Cade. Prayers to him. Hope he heals back up properly for the playoffs. So they're going to be rolling with Danis Jenkins. He did get the start. He got 33 minutes, and he shot like crap. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 2 triples, 3 of 16. Yikes. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. I would just be patient here. I mean, there's no one else I think they're going to roll with. They could do Marcus Sasser, but they didn't start Marcus Sasser. They literally started everyone else. And in place of Kay Cunningham, they started Danis Jenkins, and he got a bunch of minutes. I would just be patient. Just got to be patient. He's going to shoot better than that. He's not that good of a shooter overall, around like 42%. But it'll be better than this. Just wait a couple games. Let him get his rhythm going. We'll check on the rest of these guys. 14-5-2 with the block from Duncan Robinson. Elite three-point streamer, we know that. 24-11 with 2 steals from Jalen Duren. Just mauled everyone because he's just a big guy, and who was stopping him? Especially Al Sar is playing like crap. He absolutely was not stopping him. Tobias Harris had 7 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. He's just like, okay. I prefer more than like 14-team leagues. Asar Thompson, 10-9-3 with a steal and 2 blocks. Nice full line there. 42% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. He hit all 4 of his free throws. That is a miracle. You just take that. I'm interested to see if he plays the back-to-back. He got low minutes here? Maybe so. And if that's the case, then yeah, man. We roll him out. By the way, this is tomorrow's the last game for all of the Pistons. So if you need to stream on the weekend, definitely start looking at some other teams that maybe they have like I don't know if anybody – the Saturday, Sunday back-to-back would be like the Wizards or the Suns. Or like if you just want a Sunday game, whatever it may be, but you can get rid of a couple of these Pistons guys, cause they'll be done at the, after tomorrow. Kevin Herter, solid game, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 60% from the field. Cool. It's the Wizards, but cool. Paul Reed. Ooh, Paul Reed's getting 20 minutes, man. He becomes interesting for tomorrow. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. I know it's the Wizards, but we know Paul Reed can really do this because he just somehow falls into a crazy amount of fantasy value. 7-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Banger game from him nonetheless. Nice. Good job. It was an easy day. They're gonna struggle a little bit against some harder teams because they don't have K, but they'll be fine long term. Dude, what is Luka doing? The Lakers win at 134-126. It looked rough at first, and then whoop. He might be the MVP. I said Shea might have been a lock, but man, Luka's been crazy. Crazy enough, if I like to think of it in this standpoint too. If you remove Shea from the Thunder, they'll be okay. Because they got guys that are on the bench that really can be starters. If you remove Luka from the Lakers, yeah, that team's cooked, man. It's actually cooked. We'll go ahead and check on the Miami Heat, see what happened over here. Bam, return, 28-10 with 2 assists and a steal, 3 triples. Solid game. Free throws are weird right now, but to be honest, I don't, ever since he had that big game, his free throws have been kind of cooked. Tyler Hero, he had started off rough, turned it around though. 21-8-5, four triples, 8 of 19 from the field, 42%. Not his best shooting night, and 1-1 from the free throw line. Simone Fontecchio got to start today. He had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists with the triple. Deep league stuff. Pelle Larsson still getting minutes, not doing much, but he's there. 11 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. On 38% from the field and 5 of 6 in the free throw line. Davion Mitchell, strong game here. I like this. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 70%. High volume. Like, not high volume, sorry. High efficiency. Can't count on that. But he's a good assist streamer that we can still roster. Norman Powell still got 32 minutes off the bench. That's really solid. 20 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, steal, block, 1 triple. Great percentages overall. That's good. It's good to see him balling, like, at least getting his, like, health back, because, I mean, he had dealt with that groin issue, and he's been dealing with groin issues for years, guys, like, years. So, solid to have, see him have a good outing. Kelly Ware had 14-9 in his 20 minutes, and we're back to bench Kelly Ware. Just can't have nice things, man. It's up to you if you want to roster him. We know he's, like, strong per-game upside. Like, he could have easily tackled on a steal on a block or 2 blocks in this setting. But it's going to be 20 minutes. Because he's playing right after Bam. He got a little bit of crossover minutes here, but he's Bam's backup. So you just always got to consider that. And you had 7 points and 3 assists from Kasperis Jakučionis. Well, I'm interested to see if he becomes their point guard of the future. The Lakers, yes, man. Luka put up a 60 burger on this lovely Thursday, the 19th, after putting up 41 yesterday. Wow. 60 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, 9 triples. 60% from the field and 15 of 19 from the free throw line. At that point, who cares? He gave you 60. Banger, man. Interesting to see how this MVP race moves about now that he's doing this type of stuff. This is insane. LeBron James, man. Is that another triple-double? 19, 15, and 10? He didn't shoot at like 91% again, which is absolutely nuts. But he did give you 67% and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Wow. Okay, LeBron. I like it. He's just trying to find his role and do what he can to win. Austin Reeves is kind of taking a back step right now, which is interesting. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 triples. He shot 60% from the free throw line? What? Ew. 6 of 10 at that. This is a rough stretch, man. He had, like, got it together, and it was like, oh, yeah, there's Reeves. He's back, and now he looks like crap again. DeAndre Ayton's getting minutes, but he's not the focal point, and he's okay with that. 6 points and 4 rebounds. Sometimes you're going to get him getting fed like you did yesterday, and sometimes he turns into this. To be fair, he had foul trouble. He still played through it, and it's just good to see that they are keeping his minutes high because he's doing all the little things on the court that they need him to do. He'll fall into shots just because of look who he's playing with, you know? Jackson Hayes got a chance to benefit with some extra minutes. He had 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks in his 19 minutes. But that's it, man. When you got Luka cooking like that, nobody else does a darn thing. Good stuff for the Lakers. They had to grind that one out. Next game of the day, the Cavs win it 115-110 over the Chicago Bulls. We'll go ahead and check and see what happened here. There was the old Donovan Mitchell because his eye, dude, I don't know if you got a chance to see his eye. His eye looks terrible. I think he can be okay by next game, but also if he sat, like, don't be surprised. Which sucks because that's it. They play Saturday and that's it. We'll go ahead and check on the Bulls. By the way, these guys are done for the week. You can drop these guys, especially if you're in your championship. Let them go. Like, if you have streaming slots, it's the perfect team to stream off of because they are absolutely done as of today. We'll check on the main guys. Trey Jones, nice game. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 triples. Great percentages. Yeah, I love that. Josh Giddey didn't really shoot well, but, bro, he gave you 19 dimes. What? 9 points, 6 rebounds, 19 assists. Is that a career high? That might be a career high. 1 steal, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 4 of 11 from the field. Wow. What a game. 16-8 for Nick Richards. You got to start with no Jalen Smith. And he's just like okay to have a deep release. He did give you 25% from the free throw line if you care. That sucks. Matis Bozelas not shooting well either, but he gave you 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 2 triples, 5 of 13 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Crazy. 9-4-2 for Colin Sexton. Please do not be rostering Colin Sexton. I beg. Rob Dillingham at 17-4 with an assist and a steal, 3 triples in his 21 minutes. That's pretty strong. for 21 minutes, but it's still a deeper league guy. You had 10-4 with Leonard Miller playing. Interesting. I thought that Leonard Miller would stay in the lineup because he was tied to Isaac Okoro. They're starting Colin Sexton over this guy, and they both got crap minutes. Dude, if that's the case, you don't need to roster Leonard Miller, especially this week. Like, they're done. You don't need to roster him. Gershon Yabusele saw a big chunk of minutes in this one, and he did well. 10 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples. 4 of 8 from the field. Cool. I think he's more deeper league too. I mean, they're done for the week, so you don't need to roster any of these guys, really. Except if you're in still playing fantasy. Of course, Josh Giddey, Matheus Zelis, and I'd say Trey Jones at best. Cleveland Cavaliers. There was no Donovan Mitchell, so James Harden went crazy. 36 points, 7 rebounds, 9 dimes, 2 steals, 1 block, 7 triples, 43% from the field, and 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Ah, there he goes. There he goes. He just doesn't need to do much because, dude, you have Donovan Mitchell on your team, but that's beautiful to see. And Mobley's really heating up, man. 26 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. He's taking 19 shots. He made 63% of them. But his free throws, dude, they're so bad. I don't know what this is. 33%, brother? What is happening? Are you okay? Actually concerned. Jalen Tyson would have been a great stream today. 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples. 8 of 14 from the field. That's really nice. But he missed both his free throws. Who cares? That's a pretty short line in that 23 minutes.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You'll probably drop them once you see these guys returning, though. Most specifically, Donovan Mitchell. On the bench, you had 8 points, 3 steals, and a block from good old Keon Ellis in his 26 minutes. This is a good steals block stream if you need that. Max Strus went scoreless. He didn't have a Tony Snell, though. 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Started off hot. Came back to earth really hard. That is a big regression. But we knew that wasn't going to stick. 9 points, 3 assists, and a steal for Dennis Schroeder in his 16 minutes. And he still didn't even get a lot of time with Donovan Mitchell out. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention Dennis. Sam Merrill, another elite 3-point streamer. 13 points, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. He got 2 blocks out of Sam Merrill. 3 triples. Huh. Okay. It's a nice little surprise. Good stuff for the Cavs. We'll go on to the next game. The New Orleans Pelicans, dude, they swept that little mini series against the Clippers, dude. Wow. 105-99. To be fair, there was no Garland or Kawhi. Kawhi did not play this game. So, I mean, you had whoever just needed to do something, did something. Derrick Jones Jr., 22 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple. Beautiful percentages. 7 of 11 from the field and 7 of 7 from the free throw line? Wow. That's crazy. He had that good of a free throw. That's dope. John Collins, 18-8 with a steal, 3 triples. He did play the back-to-back. He had a rough free throw night, 1 of 3, but 7 of 14 from the field. We'll take that. Jordan Miller moving to the starting lineup, and I thought he might be a good stream today. 11-8-5 with a steal. Didn't shoot well on both percentages, though. That's really bad. But he did at least get 37 minutes in this contest. Book Lopez, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. You don't need the roster. I'd rather honestly have Isaiah Jackson, who gave you 13-6 with a block and an assist on 6 of 9 from the field and 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Technically, they both shot 33%, but Brook Lopez gave you 2 of 6, which hurts even more. I think I'd rather have Isaiah Jackson because Isaiah Jackson's a better permanent producer, personally, if you had to choose between the two. 16 points for Bogdan Bogdanovic. He shot hot. Wow, look at him playing minutes. 3 triples, 67% from the field. I'm not counting on that past this game. And you have 5 points and 4 steals from Kobe Sanders in his 19 minutes. We're going to check on the Pels and see what happened over here. I mean, these guys look like they all cooked. Beautiful game from Trey Murphy. 27-5-2 with a steal, 5 triples, 9-17 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Beautiful. Just beautiful. 15-5-2 with 3 steals from Zion. He's just kind of cruising along, man. It's probably not what you would want. But it's okay. Sadiq Bey had 26-6 with a steal, 3 triples, 6-11 from the field. 11 shots is a lot more feasible for Sadiq Bey. I'd prefer that. 5-for-5 from the free throw line. There was no DeJounte Murray, which you knew he wasn't going to play the back-to-back. So they started E. Missy again. And Duke, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists on a block, 100% from the field. Wow. Interesting. He might be like a streaming guy. You see DeJounte Murray play a back-to-back, you know you can grab E. Missy because he did like 10 points and 5 blocks on the last one. Herb Jones had 11, 3, and 2 with 2 steals, 3 triples. Great steal streamer. We know that. And the bench guys kind of just did nothing. 3 points and 5 rebounds from Carlo Mackovich after his good game. 5 points and 5 rebounds from Derrick Queen and a steal. And not giving him any love. 5 points and 3 assists from Jordan Poole, who's just like turned into, I don't even know, man. It's kind of sad what happened with Jordan Poole. Good stuff from the Pels, though. They might not be as bad as we thought they were. Next game of the day. Dude, Wimby and the Spurs barely inched out against the Phoenix Suns. 101 to 100. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over here in Phoenix. Dude, Colin Gillespie, finally. I was like, man, this is looking rough. You keep him for this week because it's a 5-game week, but he has been looking like trash. But here we go. A lot better. 24 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 dimes. I'm sorry, 2 steals. Apologize. 6 triples. We're back. Chat, we're back. I like that. Less shots for Devin Booker because he was taking like 30 a game. Took 21. Hit 38%. Not good. But he gave me 22 points and 5 assists. He was going like maybe a little too crazy, but I think he'll be better than this. Osi Igudaro, great game from him. 15, 7, and 7 with the steal, 70% from the field, 1 and 2 at the free throw line. Interesting. I mean, that's a really strong game. He's a really good assist guy for a big. I don't know if I'm thinking he's going to do that enough because he had some games where he was doing like 10 points and 3 rebounds. But it's interesting. If you still have him for the 5-game week, yeah, you just keep rolling with it. There was no Royce O'Neal, so Jordan Goodwin moved into the starting lineup. He had 5 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals. If you want more from him in his 35 minutes, but that's whatever. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal for good old Jalen Green with a triple. He shot bad, 7 of 20. Eek. But he made both his free throws, so, I mean, you know, you got something out of it. And Rashear Fleming on the bench had 8 points, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. He's been interesting. I think you might want to keep an eye on for deeper leagues, especially for this week, because he's been kind of doing a little bit, and that's kind of nice. We'll go ahead and check on the Spurs. There was no Stephon Castle. He got ruled out because of a hip problem that he's been dealing with over time. It was like a late rollout, too. But dude, Wimby, he cooked. 34 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, 2 triples, 50% from the field, and 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Just a beautiful game. Just a beautiful game. Solid game from Julian Champagne. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks. 4 triples, great percentages. Love that. That's good. I thought we were going to have the Harrison Barnes heater. We're not there. 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Womp. That's it. It died that fast. De'Aaron Fox, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, 1 triple, 47% from the field, 67% from the free throw line. Love that. That's a good game from him. Especially, I mean, you would think like, oh, man, you're the primary ball handler. You got to cook now. He did it. Devin Vassell, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 triples. It's cool. This is where I expect Devin Vassell to be at. Not that, like, I don't know. He was on that hot run. That looks a lot more feasible. You had 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists from Dylan Harper. He's just waiting his turn. And after that banger from Kelvin Johnson on high percentages yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, he had 6 points and 4 rebounds on 30%. Wow. He's a deeper league guy, though, at best, to be honest with you. Good stuff, Spurs. Just cruising along. I still got them going very far in the playoffs. Oh, dude. I don't know what to say, man. The Bucks just, they're just this bad. They lost to the Jazz 128-96. They're terrible. Don't know what to say. Cam Thomas becomes interesting if they're just going to be like dog crap and they're going to start sitting people. Not going to think Cam Thomas is great. But maybe he might start getting some more minutes here. I would keep an eye on Kevin Porter Jr. He's had a 9 back-to-back. Pretty sure Giannis is done. They're saying he wants to play. At the end of the day, the team, the ownership has the last say. I think he might be done. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, is still on the block with a triple from Cam Thomas. 12 teamers, I don't know if I'd take that swing just yet. But deeper leagues, yeah, I'd just get a shot. 3-5 from the free throw line is not his best, but he might get some extra love down the stretch. Bobby Portis stunk. 11.6 rebounds. He gave you two steals, one triple, 4-12 from the field. These guys are all bad, man. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists with 3 triples from Ryan Rollins. He actually had good percentages. This is a mess. This team's a mess. 3 points and 3 rebounds for Miles Turner. Miles Turner might be one of the biggest draft busts of the season. So disappointing. One steal. So disappointing. Usman Jang, he becomes a lot more interesting. They're going to need him to do more. 13 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 triples. I'd pick him up. This team is not going anywhere. Like, they're really done. Excuse me. Sorry. They're too far back to do any damage. Utah Jazz. We had a couple dudes cook on here, man. Ace Bailey dropped 30. Bro, this is a great line. If Ace Bailey can do this, although we got to be honest, he's doing this now. We think about next season. There's going to be Laurie. There's going to be JJJ. There's going to be Keontae. There's going to be Walker Kessler's going to be back. And then it'll probably be him. Unless they get a good pick randomly and get like AJ DeBanza, that'd be absurd, man. At that point, like, that's just greed. But if you can find a way to get full lines like this, oh, yeah, I'd love to get Ace Bailey for fantasy. 33 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals and a block. Oh, wow. 7-19 from the field. I'm sorry. 7-19, that's 7 triples. He took 19 shots from deep. Gee, wow, bro. What? And 13 of 27 overall for 48%. Beautiful game. Good stuff. It didn't even get to the line. Wow. What in the world? That's a beautiful game, though. I mean, it's probably too late to grab him. He's already off your waiver wire. But that's good to see. Kyle Filipowski, this is better. 16.8 rebounds and assists, 1 triple. 60% from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. You want a little more, but they're capping his minutes? Honestly, this team sucks, so they're really capping his minutes. Bro, dude, you're not going to believe this. Anderson Garcia played 48 minutes. It says 48-0-0. He never left the court, ever. 7 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. It's not great. For 48 minutes, you'd want this dude to have a, like, bonkers line. But if he's going to get minutes like this, I mean, you could take a shot. At that point, we'll go ahead and check on the rest of these dudes. Cody Williams, good night. I figured he'd have a good night with no Isaiah Coleray, taking a lot of the shots, and no Bryce Sensabaugh. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal, 1 triple, 10 of 16 from the field. 2-4 from the free throw line is not desirable, but that's a strong game. We take that. Bezen Bang, good defensive guy. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 1 triple. Only took 4 shots, but he gave some defense, and that's good. 14 points and 3 rebounds from Blake Henson, and Oscar Sheboy had 7 points and 6 rebounds on perfection. Good job, brother. I don't know, man. The Bucks suck. It's time to reevaluate their future. It's time. They're just bad. Last game of the day. And I don't know what this team's doing either, man. I'm not even going to start. We'll be nice to the Kings today. I don't got it in me. Philadelphia 76ers win it 139-118 over the Kings. We'll go ahead and check on the 76ers last, of course. I almost checked on them first. Huge games from a couple of guys. Daquan Plowman got the start today. Who did not start? Malik Monk was there. Oh, there was no Nick Clifford. Nick Clifford was not available, so he had 20 points and 2 rebounds with 4 triples from good old Daquan Plowden. I think he's more of a deeper league guy still, especially when Nick Clifford comes back. But 7-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. That would have been a nice single-day stream if you did it. 11-3-8 from Russell Westbrook. 1 steal, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 26 minutes. I don't know why he's still playing. And he gave you like a crap for your free throw. Jeez, brother. Precious Achiuwa, too. 12-7 with a block. 60% from the field is good. 60% from the free throw line is awful. On 10 attempts? What were you doing? Maxime Reynold, 30 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, 3 triples. Whoa. 11-17 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. It's beautiful. We had like Dylan Cardwell really like running it up on this guy, taking the minutes. And then now we got this. Maxime Reynold's the guy now. DeMar DeRozan had 13-3-5. 60% from the field. He only played 23 minutes. I have no clue. I cannot tell you what they're doing. It's just a couple games ago, they were playing the Clippers like it was the Super Bowl for them. And then they go against a team that they probably should win against. Or, I'm sorry, lose against. Like, they probably should have did that though, to the Clippers too, because at one point you guys had the number one worst record in the NBA. You guys could have had a top five pick. But no, they wanted to go win that game. And now they have a team that they have seen to lose against. They're like, ah, I guess we won't try. It makes no sense. I don't know. They're like half tanking. I have no clue. Dylan Carwell off the bench, 9-13 with 3 assists and a steal. Solid. Solid. I like the fact that he's doing that. He's a pretty solid per minute guy. I think Maxine is number one right now, but that's solid. Killian Hayes, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He's getting some minutes, and he does enough for deeper league. And Doug McDermott shooting pretty well right now. 11 points, 3 rebounds, and a block in his 30 minutes to go along with 3 triples. What happened over here? Two dudes cooked, like really cooked. VJ Edgecombe, career high, 38 points. Okay. 7 rebounds, 11 dimes, 2 steals, 3 triples. He took 28 shots. Oh, my God. 16 of 28 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Banger. Justin Edwards also had 32 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, 7 triples. Only thing I don't like about Justin Edwards' game is either he's shooting hot or it's cold. There's no in-between. I haven't seen a game where it's like, oh, you just have a solid percentage. You're just rolling dice. I mean, if you had him for this game, great. They have one more game this week. Sure, you can roll the dice on that one. But if he shoots bad, sorry. Really am. Dominique Barlow, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. 5 of 9 from the field. For Don Barlow, just kind of does like a little bit of everything. It's okay, the roster. I think more 14-teamers if you are. Quentin Grimes, yes, needs to be rostered. 27 points, 5 rebounds, 7 dimes, 3 triples, 50% from the field, 4-6 from the free throw lines, man, but that's cool. You had 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 steals from good old Dembona in his 20 minutes. That's solid for 20 minutes. And, ooh, big game from Andre Drummond. 13, 11, and 4 with 3 blocks, 3 triples, 5-11 from the field. What a game. Okay, Andre. It's going to be a battle. I mean, if you can roster both centers, sure, I understand. They only got one more game this week, though, so you probably don't. But it's just like you'd flip a coin for the centers, and whoever wants to do well will do well. And that's pretty much it. You have 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists from Trenton Wofford. He just was not needy. Only played 10 minutes. And 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists from Marjon Beauchamp, who had 16 minutes and was not needed. Guys, that is it. We got through that. 31 minutes. That's probably the quickest recap I've ever done. I hope you guys are doing well in your weeks. I will see you guys tomorrow. Keep grinding. Like I said, a couple of teams are done today for our games for the week. So you can stream for that Friday, Sunday, kind of pseudo back to back. That's a nice way to attack the schedule because those are also pretty low volume days. But that's it for today. Once again, thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. I am your host, Tim Woodson, and I will see you guys tomorrow. We'll end the week off strong. Cheers. Oh, and also to the homie in the chat, I'm so sorry that you have both Kate and Sar. I'm sorry. That's it. Goodbye, guys.